I'm poet Tina Chang, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One of the most fascinating elements of poetry to me is tone. What is tone? It's an emotional register that moves deeper below a poem's content. I believe it to be a tremor of sensation, the register of a distinct feeling, a personality and commitment to an atmosphere that language creates. We can think of tone as a soundtrack to a poem, the way in which lyric reverberates and creates an undeniable mood that stays with the reader long after the poem has had its say. Today's poem, The Barbarians Are Coming, by Marilyn Chin, possesses an undeniably powerful tone that can move from earnest to caustic, from moment to moment. Chin is known for her brave, bold, take-no-prisoners approach to subject matter, which often addresses identity, culture, history, politics, and feminism in her body of work. Reading The Barbarians Are Coming in the year 2019, during a time when one of the greater debates of our current administration focuses on immigration, border patrol, and deportation, I read this poem as an anthem of resistance. If we could name a symbol of our time, it would be that of a wall. What is a wall but a structure that is meant to prop up a home, a construction that is part of a larger whole? But the wall has now come to be a symbol of division, isolation, exclusion, and most of all, it has become an emblem of sustained fear. It is often that I return to Robert Frost's poem, Mending Wall, where the speaker states, "Before I built a wall, I'd asked to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was like to give offense. Something there is that doesn't love a wall." In many ways, today's poem is uttering a similar sentiment, questioning a wall's function in the pursuit of human connection. While Frost's tone is pensive and meditative, Chin's is urgent, bombastic, and undoubtedly critical as its temper rains down in torrents of feminine strength and fury. The Barbarians Are Coming, by Marilyn Chin. War chariots thunder, horses neigh, the barbarians are coming. What are we waiting for, young, nubile women pointing at the wall? The barbarians are coming. They have heard about a weakened link in the wall, so the barbarians have ears among us. So deceive yourself with illusions. You are only one woman holding one broken brick in the wall. So deceive yourself with illusions as if you matter, that brick and that wall. The barbarians are coming. They have red beards or beardless with a top knot. The barbarians are coming. They are your fathers, brothers, teachers, lovers, and they are clearly an other. The barbarians are coming. If you call me a horse, I must be a horse. If you call me a bison, I am equally guilty. When a thing is true and is correctly described, one doubles the blame by not admitting it. So Zhuangzi himself was a barbarian king. Horse, horse, bison, bison, the barbarians are coming, and how they love to come. The smells of the great frontier exult in them. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Perry from Santa Barbara, and I support The Slowdown. Meeting a wide diversity of poets and their outstanding poems takes my mind and heart to a higher place, a truth that feeds my day away from the debilitating misinformation and horror that plagues us. Join me by making a gift to the Slowdown today. Go to slowdownshow.org/donate.